Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 8:45 this morning and every morning up until we are done with the 12 days. It is the 12 days of Twitchmas, and I have yet another present or two or three for you at 8:45 this morning. So watch on Twitch or you can listen and win. At 8:45 this morning. Speaking of Twitch, Scary Hampshire Curtis says, Greg, if Curtis is walking the Marconi from Boston to Portsmouth, shouldn't he leave soon?
I would hope he would leave now and never return.
Are you going to walk the Marconi from Boston to Portsmouth?
Well, I floated the idea of Jackson heading on up from here to Portsmouth.
Wow.
On Friday. So he could depart at 6. We can, you know, remember we how great it worked when he went and found the climate protest? He can bring a Zoom helmet, whatever he wears, and just head on up and tell us all about the sights and sounds.
I assume similar to the Olympic torch, is that where you got the motivation for this
from? Of course. Well, yes. I mean, I would say that, you know, we didn't get Boston 2024, and that was a real shame. Mm-hmm. So we should at least commemorate this big event, the biggest road race in New England, biggest running race, I think, bigger than the marathon. So we should really get a guy who embodies everything we celebrate at the Jingle All the Way 5K, and that is our jolly elf, Jackson.
I mean, could he make it? If he leaves on Friday, would he make it there by Saturday? I mean, I feel like he might have to leave
tomorrow. Cut it close.
Yeah, I think Wednesday would be the
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Courtney's
spot.
Like, what about now?
Yeah. No, I love Jackson.
Cut it close. I know that. A lot of traffic on the highway.
There is. But I have a quick note that I just saw in this morning's Peter King column, Football Morning in America. And Peter is about as connected. He and Belichick have been on the outsides of one another since Peter discussed Spygate years ago. But he's still as connected as they are in the sport. And he wrote, I've started to wonder, and I emphasize started, whether Bill Belichick, who needs 21 wins to break Shula's all-time record for coaching victories, we'll get them in New England. I mean, that is the first time I have seen anybody speculate that in print.
Ooh.
Well, good opportunity here to talk about CBS.
Yeah.
And the open season that apparently exists currently on Bill Belichick.
It was all weekend long. Every show I tuned into, they dedicated, because, you know, the Thursday night game is the only live game to react to recently, so they always give their opinions. But it just felt like whatever sort of caveats people would give in the past about Bill when discussing him have been left on the cutting room floor. And this is Adam Schein on the pre-pregame show yesterday morning.
I think the Patriots quit, and I'm saying that on right. You're nodding your head.
It starts with the
and I think they. And when I say quit, I mean Buffalo just absolutely crushed them, demoralized them. I haven't seen that from a Patriot team ever. And you know, Bill Belichick hired Matt Patricia and Joe Judge to run the offense. Mac Jones is clearly upset. The New England Patriots are not any good. Buffalo is that much better. It's not even close. And that decision, Amy, to hire Patricia to run the offense?
So my dad had a saying.
Oh, I wanted to hear what her dad had for a saying.
It was really cringe.
All boats rise at rise at high tide.
No, I mean, Wiggy, you've had a few days to reflect and go through the grieving period based on what happened Thursday night. Do you think that team quit on Bill Belichick?
No, I don't think they quit on Bill Belichick.
Belichick quit.
I said defensively, I thought they did a good job to hold Buffalo to 24 points. You can't match up firepower-wise, play-calling-wise, whatever it is, offensively. Now, the biggest question is, how can that change these next 5 weeks, right? That's the number one question. And will it change, or will we continue to see what we've been seeing?
I don't think it can change. What will change between last Thursday and this upcoming Sunday? Nothing.
But what? Okay.
You might have a team that's less skilled than the Bills. You may have a defense that Mac can go up against better.
All right.
But the actual bolts of this team, whether it's coaching or talent on the field, is not going to change.
Didn't you think it clicked pretty well against the Vikings?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So what happened in Minnesota?
They still lost.
No, but the way the offense looks.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think that they have enough talent to get it done. And whether that comes from the talent of the play calling or the talent on the field, we could say all we want. Oh, they played well against the Vikings. They still lost.
And it was the 32nd ranked pass defense.
Yeah, it's like, what are we... That's the fall of grace that I'm talking about. We used to be, they won, but it was a tight one, great.
So
now we're saying, oh, they played well even though they lost?
No, so basically they're just not good enough offensively, right? So
Curtis, you think that team quit? You believe that team quit, or do you think they were just...
I mean, Bill admitted it during the press conference that he didn't think they were going to be able to come back. Yeah. So he didn't call. I mean, when was the last time the Patriots had three timeouts in a two-possession game and didn't use them?
What I want to ask Bill Belichick is, when he comes on, is Mac Jones after the game goes on and on about how he needs to play better, this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. Throughout that soundbite, he says, "I want to be coached harder." How do you say that?
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, what, Bill's not coaching you hard enough? Or you're talking about Matt Patricia, your issues with him? To me, how do you make sure that your quarterback, your starting quarterback, has enough from the coaching staff to be the best he can possibly be if he's saying he's not being coached hard enough?
And I obviously look at what Greg, you brought up. Your offense clicked against Minnesota. And forget about, the defense maybe not being as good, right? I understand that element of it. But it looked like you were calling the right plays. It looked like you were getting the offense into the right position, designing stuff where guys were coming open. So, and we saw that in Baltimore. And everybody's going to go, but week in and week out, you're not playing the 1985 Bears defense.
Right, and the team in 2020 had a better, more successful scoring offense than this team with a fraction of this team's talent. The receivers, that team, Jacoby Myers was the number one receiver.
Right.
There was no tight ends at all to speak of. This team has two of the better tight ends we thought in the NFL, at least top 10 in Hunter Henry. And Jonnu Smith was a good player in Tennessee. You trade for Devontae Parker. You add Tyquan Thornton, what we were told was a speed demon, second-round superstar. So there is a lot of talent. Ramondre Stevenson would have been the best running back with James White on the 2020 team, mm-hmm. a totally different kind of a player out of the backfield. So the biggest difference has been the coaching.
Yeah, and I would say that I would use the other Q word. I wouldn't say that they quit, but I definitely would say that they are questioning how things are being done. Mm-hmm. They're still going out there and giving it their all. I think in certain situations, in the Bills game, I was kind of like scratching my head, like, why are they kicking the field goal and not trying? It was fourth down and not going for it and trying to score a touchdown. So maybe you look at it and go, well, it might be too difficult to come back. But I don't think players are actually out on that field, and you can look and go, they're just not playing hard for Bill.
All right. Well, speaking of Bill, he will join us in 15 minutes at 7:30 on a Patriots Monday. And I think I saw this morning that Monday night game has been flexed to Monday morning. Is that correct, Curtis?
Yes.
6:30 a.m.
Good for us.
Yeah.
We'll give you a live analysis.
Okay. Soccer start time?
Yeah.
Monday morning?
You should hear the cheers in my apartment complex when the Patriots score a touchdown.
Oh, be quiet. It was cool. Sorry. Every football Sunday, I sit there watching the Patriots womp womp. Well, nobody's cheering anytime they score a touchdown. USA scores one goal.
You should have heard, Curtis, the elderly couple up in 514, please. They were going nuts in Curtis.
You guys
building.
Make fun of Twitch. You're just as bad.
Well, they don't.
There, I said it.
Curtis, they don't score very much, so, I mean, the cheers can't be that loud.
By the way, one last thing on this conversation. The Patriots are dead last in touchdown scoring in the red zone. Mm. They're good enough to get there.
Yeah. Right.
And what's the difference? Wiggy, you played. Don't you need to scheme it up a bit in the red zone? It's a shorter area to get into. Everybody's trying to prevent you.
You know, you can see what the difference is. Just look at last season compared to this season. There's one element that's different, and that's the play calling.
Yeah, I think the play call is a big part of it, but
no, that's it.
That's the thing. You can't say that's the only reason why.
I can.
And I'll say the Hunter Henry play. They schemed it up. Good play. A 5-yard out route by the tight end. Open. Your quarterback throws it behind them. Mm-hmm. So you can't blame that on scheme.
And
so
sacks.
You can't. Yes, I will agree that you schematically, they're not doing the things that they did last year, the scheming up in the red zone. But at times, there are times when they scheme it up, and you just don't have the skilled players doing it.
Well, we'll talk to Bill coming up at 7:30. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Sam Adams Winter Lager. The Bruins got to 20 wins over the weekend. They now face off with Bruce Cassidy and his Golden Knights tonight at the Garden. The Celtics took down the Nets 103-92 last night. They caused 14 Brooklyn turnovers, and Jaylen Brown led the way with 34 points. They got it all done without Marcus Smart. Now they take on the Raptors tonight in Toronto. Pete Abraham has a tweet out for some tough socks points. He tweeted, two sources say Xander Bogaerts has been meeting in person with interested teams this weekend. The Red Sox have not made a competitive offer.
He's gone,
Zoe. Gone.
Yeah, he's been gone.
Absolutely gone.
Talk about mismanaging something entirely.
Yeah. And week 13 continued this weekend. It will end tonight as the Saints and Bucks face off. We'll recap week 13 all morning and chat with Bill Belichick coming up right over the break at 7:30 and Boomer Esiason at 9. The holidays are back. That means catching up with friends and family, Thanksgiving, parties, shopping, and trying to sneak breaks from all of that. Sam Adams has you covered with Sam Adams Winter Lager, full-bodied festive flavors, and smooth as a sleigh ride. Slay the holidays with Sam Adams Winter Lager. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. When I leave my house, people cheer, so it makes me feel any better. 29 degrees and sunny in Boston right now. It feels like 24 outside.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, say what you want about Mac Jones, Chime. I will say he's been pretty accountable. He does stand up there and put it on himself, even though I think a lot of us looking at, or some of us looking at it from the outside, don't believe it is entirely on Mac Jones.
I heard that completely differently, though.
Yes. You did?
Yeah, so did I heard that as I need to take accountability, but it all falls on me, and I want to hold other people accountable, right, too, like the coaching staff. I want to be coached harder.
Right.
I heard him completely putting that on the coach.
It was like him going down with his ship, but also saying, hey, what about that guy over there, too? He was in the captain's seat alongside of me.
Right, and Wiggy, if he says that on the sideline of a game, knowing that it's on TV, what do you think he says in the privacy of the locker room with his buddies?
Right.
If he's complaining openly on the sideline of the play calling, what do you think he's saying behind closed doors?
Right, and the whispers that, and for some reason, I don't know how coaches do it, they always have moles. I feel like, you know, and
you were a definite Belichick mole.
No. I'm always siding with the players. Yeah. You know, ain't no snitching. But as
don't sign this Fourier guy.
There's always, and Courtney, you always bring this up. The group that Mac Jones rolls with, you know that there's got to be some whispering going on that ultimately always gets back to the coaches. You basically saying, like, I don't mind you taking accountability for yourself and holding yourself accountable. But once you say, I need to be coached harder, that's implying that you're not being coached hard enough.
Right.
And that's clearly looked at from people on the outside. Well, why are they not coaching him hard there? Why are coaches not doing their jobs? And Bill has always been and always will be, issues keep between us, we keep in the family, we keep behind the scenes. When you start going out to the media and saying things like this, whether it's the old line's got to do better, I don't like the play calling.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you, I can't remember a time where you have, you know, leave Mac to the side for a second.
Yep.
Where you have a player that said something similar to what Kendrick Bourne said after that game on Thursday night. You know, so when he essentially said, you know, we have to scheme better, we're, you know,
it's not put position. He said basically, we have not been put in positions where we have an advantage over the defense.
That we're sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
They know what we're going to do on third down. And then, you know, he wrapped it up by saying, that's not my job. Mm-hmm. My job is to essentially go out there and run the play. Can you tell me another time since Bill has been here that you have players saying that after a loss?
Can you tell me another time since Bill has been here with some of the things that are being said? Remember there was the Jacoby Myers thing that he said after the game. I can't really remember, but we were like questioning him.
What about Mac?
Yeah, it was about Mac or something like that.
He's like, Mac was saying Mac has all the talent, but we don't.
The way they did him or something like that. So there's been things, whether it's been, we've heard from Trent Brown, we've heard stuff coming out of training camp that players have said, there have been things that we looked at and go, wait a second, that, we don't never hear that coming out. It's always about, you know, when asked about it, you know, I'm just trying to get better. You know, the infamous Rob Gronkowski, day by day, day by day. So you start to look and go, man, players are saying things that you've never seen before. And that doesn't got to sit well with Bill and the coaching staff when some of these things are being brought to the light, you know.
Well, Bill will join us in just a couple of moments on a Patriots Monday, and then Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. This is John. John, good morning.
Good morning, good folks. Hope you all are doing well.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you. Courtney, I have two things for you. I don't know if it's the part in your hair. I'm not a big Twitch watcher, but I check in. I don't know if it's a part in your hair, but your skin looks marvelous today.
Thank you so much. I don't get enough compliments. I usually get told I'm ugly, so that's really nice. Thank you.
Are you using like a new lotion or something?
No, I just, you know, I take pride in my skincare, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wow.
There you go. And Courtney,
yes.
Now the real deal. Forget all this stuff. You hold the key. You can turn this Patriots season around. You, Courtney Cox, would you like to know how?
Yes.
You got to badger Bill a little bit, maybe a little bit more, and get him to say, we're on to Arizona.
I'm pretty sure Bill is on to Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, Wiggy, you're
so creepy.
He's very nice.
You're of the belief that you're optimistically looking at this stretch run here and these five games as there being a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, I think the key number is, can you win three out of your next five? Because I think nine.
You think nine is enough?
Yeah, I think nine is it, because you start to look. Basically, it's a, you know, as of right now, I would say it's a three horse race between you, between the New York Jets and the Chargers, right? And you and the Chargers both have six wins and six losses. New York has seven. They're 7-5. And I think you, I don't see New York winning three games just based on their schedule. I don't know if they can do it in their quarterback situation. You know, obviously the kid Mike White has been playing okay for them. But can you look at their schedule and go, they got three on the road. They play the Lions at home in Jacksonville. Can you guarantee me Seattle, the Bills, and I forget who that third team was that they have on the road.
The Jaguars?
No. Seattle.
Miami.
And Miami. Can you guarantee me that they're going to win three out of their next five?
No.
Right. So I do.
So who are the Patriots beating in their next five games?
If you can beat Arizona.
I know they can beat. I'm asking, who do you think they will?
Well, if I had to bet on it, I would say they beat Arizona. They beat Vegas.
They beat Miami?
And maybe they can pull an upset off of Miami.
I mean, do you think what you saw from Tua yesterday, which was nothing, is an indicator of him coming down to earth? Or
well, he had neither of his offensive tackles, and Jaylen Waddle was banged up the entire game. So, I mean...
The first play of the game was a touchdown pass.
And we praise the quarterbacks here, and Tua has one bad game, and we're like, ooh, I don't know, back down
guy
to
earth. He's been awesome all year.
Was awesome in the second half of last season,
too. Yeah, I'm not saying he hasn't had a great year, but I think there's times when you can frustrate him, you can confuse him, and he'll give you opportunities.
All right. Bill Belichick this morning on Patriots Monday, brought to you by the Mass General Cancer Center, by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week, by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
How you doing?
Good. Good.
Gave the players the weekend off. What are you hoping to see when you guys get back together tomorrow?
Start getting ready for Arizona. And it's a team we don't know very well. Explosive team and NFC team, so just don't see very much of them. So get familiar with them and continue to, you know, tighten up things on our end.
Bill, now that you had a chance to look at that game film against the Buffalo Bills, you guys seem like you did a really good job of keeping Josh Allen in the pocket. There weren't many of those broken plays or even big design runs where he was able to rip off a bunch of yardage. But what do you think were some of the issues that ultimately led to you, from a defensive standpoint, to maybe putting yourself in a position where you lost that football game?
We need to do a better job on third down and in the red area. Those would be the two big things.
Bill, while getting ready for Arizona, when you look at this team, both with and without DeAndre Hopkins, what does he bring to this team that's going to be really hard to go against come Sunday?
Yeah, well, Hopkins is a tough matchup player. He's long. He's got tremendous hands and catching ability, you know, right up there with the top of the guys that, you know, have played or that I've coached against. So he's a mismatched player and very, very productive.
Bill, when you look at this game against the Cardinals, I'm not 100% sure if Kyler Murray is a go-go, but it seems like just in, you know, some recent games when you get quarterbacks that have the capability, like Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields, that have that capability of making plays with their legs, Kyler Murray has that ability. What do you guys got to make sure that you do not to allow him, if he does play, to make big plays with his legs?
Right. Well, as always, it comes down to discipline defense, and there's no one man that can stop Jackson or Josh Allen or Murray, whoever those type players are. They can do a lot of different things. So it's good team defense and playing with good awareness, good leverage, good discipline, and obviously good tackling once you get a chance to get them.
Bill, Kendrick Bourne said after that game Thursday night, we need to scheme up better. Have you spoken to him about that? And is there some frustration when it comes to players on this team with the scheme offensively?
We work through the schemes every week, depending on who we play and so forth. So,
Bill,
we do that. We scheme up every week. We run our schemes every week. I'm not really sure about that.
Bill, having this much time off between Thursday and then playing on Monday, obviously you guys have to travel. How does the week kind of shake up to make sure that you have the guys prepared and ready to go, but also giving them enough rest to recoup from Thursday?
Right. Well, that's the 3 days that we've had, actually four, count Friday. I mean, Friday was pretty, everybody's pretty worn out after Thursday night, but Saturday, Sunday, today for the players, and then we'll come back and get to work tomorrow. So we'll kind of be back on a normal week once they come back. But at this point in the year, I think players can use a few extra days to, get over the bumps and bruises and like I said, just come in with a new outlook, fresh outlook here on Arizona.
Bill, do you guys plan on, obviously, I know you don't want to look ahead, but you guys play Arizona and then you play in Vegas. Is the plan just to stay down there or stay on the left coast? Is it to stay down there? And if so, what's that like preparing for games when you know that you're going to be basically away from home for, almost, 7 or 2 weeks on the road?
Right. Yeah, well, it would be about 8 days. We've done that before, and Vegas is a team that we have some familiarity with from preseason. We spent time with them out there, but at the same time, a lot of things have changed for them and us since back in August. So, we'll start to work on, we have different people on our staff doing different things. So some people move ahead and other people stay and focus on the game that we have and then, catch up after the game. So kind of be on our normal cycle there.
Bill, you said that, you scheme up every week in response to Greg's question about Kendrick Bourne. I was just curious, over the weekend or at all, has there been any thought to changing up the offensive play caller or the system that you've been using through the first 12 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I think we need to do what we're doing better. I don't think at this point making a lot of dramatic changes is too hard to do that. If we can just do consistently what we were doing, I think we'll be all right. But we just haven't been able to have enough consistency. And, and that's hurt us. It's not one thing. It's just one time it's one thing. Next time it's something else. We just have to play more play and coach more consistently.
I know. I think in September you said to the Globe that if the, if you looked at the Patricia Judge experiment, that if that didn't work, that you would be to blame. How are you feeling about the way that has worked so far?
Yeah, well, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for our team's performance, so I accept that.
Mac Jones, after the game, has said that he would like to be coached harder. He said he needs to play better, but he would also like to be coached harder. How do you make sure that whoever your quarterback is, they're getting what they need to give their best on the field?
Yeah, well, we coach everybody the best we can every week. That's not going to change.
Bill, you talk about consistency, and usually generally when you think about consistency, it's you say, okay, is it a lack of focus at times that's allowing us not be able to play consistent, or is it poor technique. When you're watching film and you're trying to figure out, okay, why are you so inconsistent at so many different times? Are you noticing, is it one or the other, or is it just a combination of both?
Yeah, we get things a little bit of a combination of things, you know, on every front, really. Coaching, playing, you know, penalties. You know, we've had some high penalty games, and then we've had some low penalty games. And so that's, you know, we've had some turnover games, and then we've had some no turnover games, and so forth. So, you know, it hasn't always been the same problem, or has been the same problem on certain plays. Sometimes that's shifted. And some, you know, there's certainly been some plays that haven't matched up well against the defense when they were called. So, whether that's the design of the play or, you know, the way it hit against a certain defense, and, you know, those have come up as well. So, yeah, that's a combination of things.
Bill, Mac Jones was visibly frustrated late in that game against the Bills, and he's been under a lot of duress this season in terms of pass rush, and seems to have taken a bit of a step back from where we saw him at points last year. Are you worried about Mac's progression at all as we go forward here?
I think we certainly all like to be doing better than what we're doing from a record standpoint and from a, you know, individual execution, but, you know, we're going to look ahead, not backwards, and you know, look towards the next opportunity here against Arizona and get back on track this week. So I think that's all the people I've talked to, players, coaches, I think we're all feel the same way about that. We can't control what's already happened. What we can control is what's in front of us.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks as always for taking the time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, yep, sounds good.
All right. There's Bill Belichick.
When he gets off the phone.
Bill Belichick, that was excellent from him.
Yeah.
I thought he was, you know, he's not going to be telling, you know, knock-knock jokes. But, you know, I find that it's not, I don't know whether it's humility or whatever, but it does sound like he's not saying no, things don't have to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's being pragmatic in that we may need to change the play caller.
Yeah,
but we're not going to do it today.
We're not going to do it today. Yeah, right. I mean, that's essentially what he said.
There was another nugget that stood out.
That's of interest.
Yeah.
What was the other nugget?
The other nugget that really stood out to me, we have to do a better job of designing plays. So that part of the play caller, it goes to the offensive coaching staff and coming up with a better, because we talked about this, right? Designing plays. Greg, you asked that question mm-hmm. about designing plays in the red zone. Well, he's clearly admitting that we have to do a better job of designing plays in the red zone. That's a big part of some of the inconsistency that we're there. So it might not always be like a lack of focus from players or poor technique. It could be just the fact of, you know what, we have to do a better job collectively as a coaching staff of coming up with a better scheme when we get in the red zone.
Mm.
I was surprised that he gave such a long, good answer to Greg's question about what he said to the Globe before the season. And he took accountability for that.
Did.
That was probably the most honest I've heard him.
Yeah.
He said it's balanced.
And your question about the coaching harder thing was really interesting, too. His response to that was like, it almost was like, I don't know why he would say he's not getting coached hard, because we coach these guys hard.
We're not going to change that.
Another good nugget, Wiggy. I thought that great question from Coco. And there's been a lot of times where Bill will soften things for people. I haven't sensed a desire to soften the blow for Mac.
Mm-mm.
No.
I thought he softened it a whole lot when it came to Cam.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he did. All right. Well, that was Bill Belichick. Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Courtney has today's news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for...
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know...
The news.
Still waters run deep. Amen. So if it's still on the top, it's still on the bottom.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's her name? Courtney, Coco, whatever.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Pure panty dropper.
On WEEI.
All right, still to come this morning. They said it at 8:20. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And then 8:45, 12 days of Twitchmas. I have yet another present to give to you if you are watching this show on Twitch or listening. So go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And at 9, Boomer Esiason. And then I think worth a rare content replay on the Bill Belichick interview from moments ago, Curtis.
I will say that that's the best interview we've had with Bill since he started coming on our show.
Now that's saying a lot, too, because we've had some great interviews with
Bill. I mean, he's been great, but I really thought that that was, maybe I'm reading too deep into it, maybe I'm too big of a therapy guy, but I sensed a humility that I hadn't heard in a while.
Interesting. All right. So probably 9:20 or so on the rare content replay on Bill Belichick on the show this morning. But right now, Courtney, with today's news.
A scary scene at Beverly Regional Airport. A gyroplane. Is it called a Europlane or a gyroplane?
I know the sandwich is the Euro.
Yep.
All right.
But I don't know anything about the plane.
No idea.
I don't know.
It's called a gyroplane.
A gyroplane. What is it? One of these homemade planes that these people
Isn't it a gyro?
A gyro? Mm-hmm. Maybe
that's
a gyro.
What I thought, yeah. It crashed yesterday just before noon during takeoff. Mm. The pilot was brought to a Beverly hospital with critical injuries.
Yeah.
No update really on him.
I mean, no way. Wait, you can't stand flying in like a legit jet.
No.
No way you're getting in somebody's homemade aeroplane.
That's like the Cessnas, right? Is that what they're called? The small ones?
The small ones? Yeah.
Hell no.
This one almost even looks more like a helicopter. It's so small.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to like the place you went to. When you went on your honeymoon and you had to jump in the puddle jumper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything when they say, well, we got to make sure the weight limit.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on a plane.
And we have the answer of how to pronounce it.
Okay. All right.
We're going to play this from you.
Gyroplane.
Gyroplane.
Oh, gyroplane.
Okay. Oh, well, I didn't say gyro because that's what I said last time.
Is the guy okay pilot-wise?
Critically injured. So he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
We can hear from one local, Peter Clay.
Just sad. You know, tough. It's a rough day. I don't know why the guy was flying. It's a pretty windy day. Don't know what to say. I'm glad to hear he's alive.
Yeah. I mean, lucky that he is alive. Mm-hmm. And a true crime alert. Police in Lowell showed up to a house for a wellness check. When they went inside, they found the body of a 37-year-old man. Now, the police have arrested Michael Burke and Samantha Perry in relation to this, but neighbors to this house say they've been suspicious of the house, have called the cops on this house for either drug deals going on, all of these bikes showing up to the house.
For a long time?
For a long time.
Really?
So they were not surprised when they found it. They also removed a freezer from the house, which, of course, right now, for everybody that's following the South Boston case, freezers have become, you know, something important. We can hear from one neighbor, Heather Kelleher.
They've been dealing drugs constantly out of that house. Everybody in the neighborhood knows it. The police know it. It's obvious. They deal drugs in front of my house. They deal drugs in front of my neighbor's house. They steal bikes. Was I shocked that there was a big drug bust? No, we expected it. We were hoping for it. Did I think there was going to be a death? Absolutely not.
Mm.
Yeah. So seems like maybe a drug deal gone.
Somebody try to rob the stash house.
Yep.
And it looks like, sadly, multiple texters saying, unfortunately, that pilot passed away. So that's sad news on the
gyro. I saw.
On the gyro copter or whatever they call it.
Terrible.
News.
The University of Idaho murders have just gotten weirder and weirder. The father of Kaylee Gonzalez has been kind of the face of this. He's been on every news station, basically every day. He was on Good Morning America. He's been on the Today Show, Fox News. And he is basically saying he's doing these interviews to make sure that this doesn't become a cold case, that the news cycle doesn't just push this out and it's on to the next. He had an interesting response. He was very frustrated in an interview over the weekend. We have the audio of this, so I'm going to play it and we can discuss it after.
Okay. I'll cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Their means of death don't match.
Based on the autopsy report.
They don't match.
Yeah. Would indicate that one of them.
He doesn't have to go up the steps. Let's stop playing games, guys. I need somebody to step up and be an alpha. Be somebody to be a leader. Don't make me do it. I don't want to do it. He doesn't have to go up those steps. Their points of damage don't match. I'm just going to say it. It wasn't leaked to me. I earned that. I paid for that funeral. I paid for that. It's my right. You ain't taking that from me.
Calm down.
If you don't want to say nothing, that's your bet. But don't say I'm leaking anything. I paid that bill. Sent my daughter to college to get an education. She came back in a box, and I can speak on that.
So he mentions a few things. Yeah, one of those is that the means of death for both his daughter Kaylee, right, and her best friend Maddie, who were, like he has said, were found in the same bed.
Yep.
They
don't match.
What do you mean they don't match?
That's not so, like, one of them was stabbed. So they both weren't stabbed to death is what
That is what I would take from the means of the death don't match.
What or does they the were medium stabbed? Say about this?
Well, the medium goes on. I mean, we can go back to the medium. But he also says he didn't need to go up the steps.
Okay.
All we've heard is that he went through this sliding glass door on the second floor. He didn't go to the first floor. Those roommates survived. He didn't have to go upstairs. He's basically saying if he just wanted to go in and kill a few people, he killed poor Zanna and Ethan on the second floor.
On the same level he entered.
Yes. Okay. He did not need to go up the steps. So to me, that is him telling us that it was either Kaylee or Madison who were the targets of this event. Mm. He killed Ethan and Zanna, went upstairs, killed one of them or both of them were the targets.
Okay.
Then the means of death not being the same doesn't make sense to me. There are a lot of reports that, unfortunately, one of the girls was partially decapitated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he meant that one of their injuries were so severe that it showed that she was the target. But he knows more. The police know more than they're letting the public onto. And that's why he's getting so mad.
Killing.
Yes.
But again, first of all, you can't imagine being in that guy's position.
No.
Hell no.
It's horrendous. But if the police know and they're not telling him, the reason they're doing that is because it's the way they think they're going to solve the case.
Put the case together.
I think the issue here is that this guy, Steve Gonzalez, was able to hack into his daughter's phone after she was killed because a search warrant takes so long. So he was able to figure out her password, get into the phone. He handed over all of that information from the phone to the police. And he has said in past interviews that he knows from what he saw on that phone, he has a good idea of what happened.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Ooh. So that's what he's mad about. Yeah. He's like, he doesn't trust the police that they can get this done.
Wouldn't you be pissed if you were that father?
Oh my God.
So
I want to know where the apple is, because that, I was told, has the whole clue to the whole case.
I'm still on the apple.
Yes. So they want to make sure the police...
Maybe she meant Apple phone. I'm not kidding. Think about it that way.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Maybe the medium was right.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. So the police want to make sure, before they do anything, if they do have all this information, they want to make sure when they go after this person that they might think of as interest, they want to catch them when they're not suspecting it.
Right.
That's why you're probably not getting a lot
of
information.
Unfortunately, by doing that, he may interfere in that, but can you blame the guy?
Right. There was a guy who was spotted with them at that Grubhub truck. The video was everywhere, and the police quickly were like, yeah, we're not worried about him. He doesn't seem to be a suspect. If you dig a little bit deeper into this kid, I actually think that he is probably their number one suspect.
Now, you've put this murder on like five different people.
Right.
So far.
No, no. I know.
She
but
put
I'm
it
saying,
on the guy at the baguette store.
There was new information.
That is the problem with you internet sleuths. You've now identified
five. She did blame the baguette guy.
He's still a suspect.
Courtney has five different people as guilty in this thing already.
He just likes carbs.
I don't know.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the news, including the dumbest of the day and what a Florida man used as a getaway car from a bank robbery that proves he is a complete ignoramus coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.